In a recent letter, the Agricultural Retailers Association is asking for members of Congress to stop the Occupational Safety and Health Administration from redefining some retailer exemptions without proper rulemaking. In July of last year, OSHA announced intentions to reinterpret the retail exemption for the Process Safety Management Rule to also cover agricultural retailers selling anhydrous ammonia. That decision resulted in a lawsuit from ARA for what the group felt was a violation of proper rulemaking procedures. ARA Public Policy Counsel Kyle Liske explains.
Last summer, they issued a memo saying that ag retailers essentially are no longer exempt from process safety management. Instead, you now have to comply with process safety management, which we disagreed with. And we said, if you're going to go through and add us to process safety management, you have to go through the proper notice and comment rulemaking procedures in order to add us to process safety management. And that's what the subject of our litigation is over, is essentially the proper procedures of rulemaking.
In a letter to Congress, OSHA now says they are considering initiating rulemaking, but PSM enforcement could still continue.
And so that memo is out there. It's always out there. We've asked them to rescind it. Congress has asked them to rescind it, and they have not. And instead of rescinding it, just last week they said that we're going to add the retail exemption to a larger process safety management rulemaking. So it is strange in that they're saying, yes, we will go through proper notice and comment rulemaking, but we're not going to rescind the memo that changed the rule. So essentially, in our opinion, they are having a rule before they conduct the proper rulemaking.
Liske says the PSM standard could prove costly to agricultural retailers and also hamper safety.
Yeah, we're seeing people leave the business, consolidating. Companies that have large numbers of anhydrous ammonia facilities are, you know, shutting down particular facilities and consolidating it into fewer facilities, which we anticipate will mean that more anhydrous will travel further miles on highways, which, if you're concerned about safety, that should be an aspect that you are concerned with, is this product traveling on the highways.
Liske says increased on-farm storage of anhydrous ammonia could also happen as a result of the loss of retailer exemption. Chemical storage on farms would fall outside of OSHA jurisdiction. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.